T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I thought the SEC told Nick Saban and Jimbo to chill. I thought they said, hey, this is unbecoming. This is beneath us. Cut it out in terms of the trash talk back and forth. What happened yesterday with this interview?
Well, it appears that Jimbo Fisher went on with KSAT. KSAT 12.
Yeah, yeah. So let's clarify this, Sean.
Please do, because I did not find this like nationally.
Yeah, because the national media just doesn't want to talk about the greatest thing to happen in college football in the last 10 years, and that's this rivalry between Jimbo Fisher and Nick Saban. Yes, the SEC came down and publicly reprimanded both coaches. Stop talking about it. Stop pity-patting and slapping each other. Stop doing it. So they stopped. But then you bring into the equation Greg Simmons, like RJ's mentioning up KSAT. Greg Simmons is like the Dale Hansen of Anchor Sports.
He's retired?
In San Antonio. Yes, he's retired. He barely
is that a happy hour?
He barely has a liver. And so, Greg Simmons, he sat down with Jimbo Fisher yesterday with KSAT.
Yeah, so this is him talking. So the interview, they haven't even released the second part of this interview, which actually is the first part. This is the second part, which they released because it was very timely. Okay, so the interview here starts out with just a generic question about the improprieties or the allegations of improprieties around recruiting with A&M.
Rules are always changing. That had nothing to do with it. And name, image, and likeness. I keep saying this about recruiting. And I just researched this. Of the 11 guys we have in placing that came early, one guy has an NIL deal.
Really?
Yes.
Just one?
Just one. So all these stories you're hearing are complete lies.
Well, now, because what happened over the last 48 hours?
Nothing, and it never happened before. Because it was written on social media, and it started with the Bro Bible sliced bread deal.
Right.
So everybody believed it. Nick, all the people obviously believed it. I went and checked with our compliance people, because we have nothing to do with it. One guy.
Of the 11?
Yes.
The early enrollees.
Okay. So Jimbo is saying this was in reference to the report that there was anywhere from $28 to $35 million spent on this recruiting class. And Jimbo has said only one of those guys has an NIL deal.
Wow.
Of the 11 that are on campus. Now, there's a lot more that were signed, but none of them are on campus yet. They don't come onto campus. I mean, I guess they should be coming onto campus here in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
For off-season workouts. But so he's saying just one of the guys currently has an NIL deal. This interview, though, did take a bit of a turn.
It definitely took a turn. And Sean, something to point out. Did you hear in the background someone like talking, like in the back of the room in that first clip?
Yeah, shut up, Carter.
That's clearly, no, it's not Carter. Not Carter. No. Carter's still talking about the Thor trailer. No. It's clearly like one of
Texas. No, he needs to come in and review another hip hop album.
What he does. It? Oh, man. He was breaking down Kendrick Lamar's new album.
He was?
Yeah.
When I think of gingers, I think of Kendrick Lamar and Carter. But in any case, that is clearly someone with Texas A&M that's like Jimbo's handler.
Yeah.
That is something that needs to be pointed out, as this got a little contentious on KSAT.
That said, what is all this dust up about then?
Great point.
I've just got to ask you, were you shocked that this came up? Because you just told me you only had one.
I said that about a while ago. It's like, that's why I made the original one back in February when they said we had $35 million in a thing. That's all false. It's all, it was written on social media, so everybody believes it. And you got news channels believing it. Hey, big people believing it. And you believed it.
Well, and Nick Saban believed it, obviously.
Well, he's not news. You're news. You're media. Do you guys not research?
But
I'm asking you, did you do your research?
You just...
No. See, you can't answer. So you just assumed. And that's the way this world goes now. As soon as it's written on social media and someone says it, you believe it. So where does that put you as reporters?
Where does that put coaches like Nick Saban, who know better, if that's the case?
Where does that put reporters at?
So you're defending Nick Saban?
No, I'm just crazy. I'm asking you guys to put it out in the media. Just hold on. I ain't getting into this.
No. I understand. But I just wanted, is this change?
It's because social media and media put it out. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Does you believed it. You just asked me.
Sure. Does that change anything?
What's it change? Nothing has changed in the beginning.
Truth.
What's the truth? Nobody wants the truth. You want a story and a click and a hit. Think. What's the next question? See, I threw you off your game right now.
Well,
you're off your game. You're out of question.
Definitely not out of question.
Yeah.
So how does that change
anything. Because I know the truth, and I've always known the truth. Why would
he make that accusation?
I have to ask him.
Again.
Just let me handle it.
Whoa.
Just let me handle it.
So the PR person trying to tell the interviewer to chill. I think it's clear that Jimbo doesn't want to get back. And there's a reason I didn't see this nationally yesterday. Jimbo was not going to attack Saban again. He now made it the second part of the fight was towards the media.
Yeah.
And the way these things are reported, not followed through upon. So he wasn't going to get back in the headlines for Saban comments. He was going to attack those who reported that A&M had been recruiting like this.
Yeah, he was defending. He made it about his own team, his own NIL.
Man.
And the media.
He will never forget the name Sliced Bread. That's what he's bent out of shape over. Sliced Bread was a message board poster.
Mm-hmm.
And Jimbo Fisher gave this person life.
He did.
Gave this person life like I did to these Longhorn losers that write on their little blogs that no one reads. And I gave them life like an idiot a couple weeks ago. That's what Jimbo did to Sliced Bread, this message board poster, accusing him of, you know, improprieties and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't know that this is the last we're going to hear about this. Maybe it is. Maybe this is the last thing that Jimbo says, because
I doubt it.
He is going with the biggest megaphone that he could find and telling everybody what he did or what they didn't do. The lady doth protest too much.
I mean, he's full Colonel Nathan Jessup.
What's the truth?
Like, he's a few good men. You can't handle the truth.
Man, did you see that video with the googly eye thing they have out there now?
No.
The funny face, the smiley face with the bug eyes.
Oh, I've seen the sad filter. I haven't seen that one yet.
This is the new filter. They recreated that. You can't handle the truth. Oh, it's great.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.